Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Yet another In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. My pals at Superior Catfish. Oh, yeah. It's homegrown right here. Produced in Mississippi. Where else? Go to SuperiorCatfish.com, please. And, of course, so many incredible things that celebrate our glorious, hallowed Mississippi. Especially musically, Hannah. Art-wise, are you kidding me? Go to visitmississippi.org, plan a road trip. All right, today's guest's album, Rise, was the number one blues album on Billboard, SoundScan, and Sirius XM, with three number ones on Roots Radio Report. With like a dozen ISSA nominations, maybe more now. In English, that's the International Singer-Songwriter Association, and she's still very young in her career, not even in her prime as far as I'm concerned. So, such a big head start. Her band has spent quite a few years of residency at the legendary Bourbon Street Blues and Boogie Bar, located in famous Printer's Alley in Music City in Nashville. And she also hosts her own radio show slash shows now, because I think she's on the air longer. It's called Angela Easley's Rock and Blues Roots Review every week. Radio Free Nashville, 103.7 FM. If it's still on that, she'll tell me. 107.1 FM. Thus giving up my guest name a tad too soon. Oops. She's on the road again. So we wanted to celebrate that, catch up. It's been quite a while since I've had her on. She's going to be hanging out in Birmingham at the Woodland Theater and Ground Zero Blues Club in beautiful Biloxi. Shout out to the people on the Gulf Coast. Oh, the sunrises are gorgeous and sunsets. Those dates that she'll be there, respectively, 26 and 27 of January. So that's coming up. So let's get to it with another Mississippi girl doing what Mississippi musicians do, impact the music world and carry on our storied tradition. Welcome in Angela Easley. Hello, Angela.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction and having me back again. It's so great to talk with you.
Oh, it's always great. Are you in Music City and you're still stolen from us? Is that the deal?
I am stuck on the hill in the snow right now in good old Music City. We have been snowed in. We had a rehearsal Sunday evening, and we got the snow started coming down while we were at Diamond Studios rehearsing, and I had to drive slow home, and I have been stuck on my hill ever since. Like, literally, my car is stuck down the hill because it slipped off the side of the road, and it's in the snow. I'm hoping I can get it out today. We'll see what today holds.
Oh, so it's down there. You know, where we lived in Nashville was off of a Sneed Road, and we were as high up, I think probably the highest point in that whole area, and we looked down on everybody. Well, everybody without four-wheel drive, when it start getting snowy or icy, they'd try to make it up our hill, and we spent more time bringing coffee down, and the cars would be down there forever, and we go, oh, here comes another car, and yeah. Then they'd hit the other car that's sitting there down at the bottom, and we go, oh, no, here we go. And so I can't tell you the times. You know, especially it was in the winter and we were off the road. So,
yeah,
it was a little crazy watching people think that they could climb this big hill and they in their cars without four wheel drive. And it just didn't work out. It is icy here. My pond is covered in white, and all the egrets and the, you know, ducks, they don't know what to do. So they're kind of kind of walking around with what do you call it when you're walking on eggshells? That's what they're
doing. Exactly.
Well, by the time this airs, I'm hoping it's all going to be passed, but it won't be passed up because I know I'm going to air this next week, right? Or this week.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get the promo in before the 26th and 27th.
Next week we're going to air. So we got you covered. All right. So let's get talking about, you say that you've added some time on the radio. What's going on with your radio shows?
Yeah. So, yeah, you mentioned the first show. I've been on that show for 7 years now on Radio Free Nashville. Angela Easley's Rock and Blues Roots Review. Yes, it's still 103.7 FM, 107.1 FM, and radiofreenashville.org. But I have a brand new show that puts me on air 4 more hours per week, and that is Angela Easley's Bayou Blues Lounge on TGRN Blues. We are a brand new network. We started in September, and we are rocking. And we can be found everywhere you can stream music. Roku, Alexa, Firefly, Apple TV. We have our own apps on iOS, Android, and it's TGRN.net, True Grit Roots Network. And I'm on air on that show every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Central to midnight, and again, Saturday, 6 p.m. Central to 8 p.m.
Do you have to stay up and do that live, or do you get to tape?
No, I get to do that one at home in my studio pre-recorded, thankfully. Good. So
hallelujah.
I can do that on my schedule. The other one is live in studio, though, and I bring guest artists in live to play in studio.
Well, and how often a week do you do that? Once a week is your three-hour show?
The Tuesday on Radio Free Nashville is 8 to 10. It's 2 hours, and it's every week, every Tuesday.
I love it. You've been doing this a long time.
It's creeping up now a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize. I kept saying when I started TGRN, oh, I've been on radio for 5 years. Yeah. Well, then I figured it up, and I'm like, no, it's been 7 years. I'm like, wow, time passes by.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to tell you that you're getting a little older, but you can judge your age now by, like, I'm 7 years, my seventh year to do this show. And when I started, I was such and such age, and now I'm such and such age. It's like, oh my gosh, it's almost a decade, you know, of your life. Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. I'm looking at something in your past real quick. I'm sorry, but I'm reading something. I wanted to ask you because you're talking about the Bayou and all that. So you were the front woman for the band Bayou Lanyap playing in many festivals and clubs and all that back in the day. So is that have anything to do with your past, this radio show?
Yes, absolutely. This show, the name of it pays tribute and homage to my home area. And of course, yes, Bayou Lanyap is the first professional band. Well, I don't know, the country gospel airs, they were pretty professional as well. They were a gospel band that I sang with. So second professional band, but bigger band that I fronted that I got to do a lot of cool stuff with. Like, we played the House of Blues and opened up for Mark Chestnut. We opened up for George Jones. We played tons of festivals. We played Margaritaville. We had a Mountain Dew radio jingle. I mean, we did all kinds of stuff. And I was a kid doing that. Like, I was in high school, like 16 years old.
Let me just read this real quick because I'm going to reaffirm what you're saying because it's worth hearing twice. In the tradition of all good Southern stories, Angela began on a Sunday morning singing in her church at the tender age of 8. At 8. Now, I was church would have been 13 maybe, and you're 8. At 13, Angela Easley won a local talent competition that included the opportunity to perform at the Grand Ole Opry stage and a recording session in Nashville as to boot. Now, I've done the Opry probably. I mean, I quit counting. It was a lot, and I loved every minute of it. And when we moved back home, Angela kept getting the call from Pete Fisher and those guys going like, I know you're not working this weekend. We see it on your calendar. Can y'all come up? And I didn't want to tell him that I'd left town. And so I don't think he was even paying attention. I was going like, well, we're not there. You know, I've moved to Greenville, Mississippi. I moved back home and I'm happy. And, you know, those are one of those things where you could just whip on over and, you know, you were at home and you could be in your own bed that night. So I didn't know how to break the news to him. I thought I did, but I don't think he was maybe paying as much attention, or I was trying to be cryptic. But so obviously the Grand Ole Opry thing started to fade a little bit for me, but always a blessing to do that. All right. Angela recorded her first two songs on the promotional EP that started her career as a professional singer-songwriter back home in Mississippi. Woo! A local songwriter heard her voice and brought her back to Nashville the following year to record Country Angel on an album of all original tunes. Her love affair with Music City was born. Not good for us, good for Music City. At 15, that's not in there, by the way. I did that. At 15, Angela became the youngest member of the front woman for the band Bayou Lagniappe, playing many regional clubs and festivals. Their album, Country Rockin', became a regional hit, and Bayou Lagniappe recorded a radio jingle for Mountain Dew in her late teens. And a little side note about jingle singers real quick. Angela, we can tell everybody, jingle singers get paid. Jingle singers get paid.
Yes.
And singer hit artists on hit records do not get paid on radio.
It's amazing. He's preaching the truth now.
It's just so confusing. You know, anyway, I just don't understand. And, you know, there's only four countries. There,
yeah, I know.
China, North Korea. I can't remember the other one, and us. I mean, what is sideways about that?
I don't know. But hey, Steve, I wanted to tell you too, while you were talking about that Opry stuff, tell your friend Pete, he could just call me when he needs you to come.
I'll go
fill in for you.
Oh my God. I wish I would have known. Pete may be retired. I don't even know. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We're with Angela Easley. Just a tremendous Mississippi talent, stolen by Music City at this point. But you know what? Just like me, she'll figure out how to come back home. We'll be right back.
Right.
Before you think of leaving me, though, and thinking of home, Mississippi, where's catfish produced? Right here. Macon, Mississippi is where Superior Catfish is. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Great folks over there. Great folks around Hell State. And also, visit Mississippi.org. Know also to it. You can plan a road trip that will make you so proud of our Mississippi. I'm Steve Azar. We'll be right back.
Does anyone else's family and home need a little winter pick-me-up? If so, you've got to go to Kohl's right now. I just saved big during their winter event. I got storage bins for just $15.99 that are so needed around the house. Then I got my kids new winter coats for 50% off and my husband some stylish boots for $29.99. Plus, because I earned Kohl's cash on it all, I can't wait to treat myself next time. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers valid through January 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Us England for Clark's Remodeling and Repair.
The kind of work that Jerry's done for me includes, you know, minor repairs like rotting wood, remodeling the master bath, putting new French doors on the back of the house. He understands what he's doing, and he usually points out, you know, why I've had problems and not only how to fix it, but how to fix it so the problem doesn't recur. I think Jerry's trustworthiness is beyond reproach.
Clark's Remodeling and Repair, a company you can trust. 601-214-9463. That's 601-214-9463.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
It's 40 love here in the third set.
And there's the bell. She's coming off the bench hot, looking for a quick knockdown. But wait, she's driving to the hoop. Oh, down goes the champ.
Now that's another double fault. She'll be shooting too. The serve is up. And here comes the left hook.
She's bundled her home and auto insurance with Progressive. Swish, ace, savings, TKO.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes. And in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We're in cold water and we're in too deep.
Steve Azar rolling into a Mississippi Minute, as I often say and do. Always grateful to be on the air and messing with your day. I mean, I love throwing curveballs in your day and having my tremendous guests on all the time. As this show has evolved, it's been a whole lot of them. So grateful to be here with Team Super Talk, and I appreciate them allowing me to do this for over the years. It's been really gratifying, I can tell you. Speaking of gratifying, you want something wonderful on your plate? It's Superior Catfish. Angela, there's catfish, and there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com. Visit mississippi.org. Love celebrating the arts, especially in music. We are the birthplace of America's music. Angela Easley, my guest today, is part of that tradition, carrying it on. Got a couple cool radio shows in Nashville, and also is on the road again. I know COVID impacted you, Angela. We've talked about this before. Now that it's sort of in our rearview mirror, hopefully, I know we keep hearing about it, but we're getting to work now. In spite of it. And so I'm knocking on wood right now. I'm knocking on all the wood in the world, including my head. I'm knocking on that because a lot of wood up there. So tell me about these shows you got coming up and what's going on tour-wise.
Oh, yeah. We're super excited to be hitting the road and headed back home. I have not done a big home show since, you know, my album did debut number one in 2022 just because of COVID, and everything has just been a lot different. But this is my first big home show. January 27th, which is Saturday, we are at Ground Zero Biloxi. Super nice club, seated venue. Get your tickets. They have few tickets left on the first floor, but they will open the second floor, and we would love to fill the second and third floor as well. So get your tickets, groundzerobiloxi.com, and we're super excited for a home show back in Mississippi. Come see us. Also, on the way down, we are hitting the beautiful Woodlawn Theater in Birmingham, Alabama. If you're in the Birmingham area, come out and see us Friday night, January 26th. Their tickets are available now at the Woodlawn Theater as well. And I have a hot blues band opening for me. They're considered the hottest blues band in Birmingham, Alabama, Kid Sly. And I just interviewed their lead singer, Amacio Favor, on my show Angela Easley's Bayou Blues Lounge, and he's the featured artist this week, so you can check him out there. So come see us. You got two chances to see me in the South, Birmingham, Alabama, and Biloxi, Mississippi. Come see us. Let's celebrate. It's been a while, and we're going to have a great time.
What's that name of the guy you got the band opening? What's his name?
The lead singer's name is Amacio Favor, and the band's name is Kid Sly.
How cool is that name? I mean, you got
I love
you
that name.
You got to be great with a name like that. You have to be.
I know, right?
No choice. Yeah. Yeah. You know, plain old Steve, you got a lot of work to get around to that. There's Steve. There he is again, Steve, Angela. You know, why not change my name to Steph, like Steph Curry? I mean, I could have because my name is spelled the same way. I have a lot of regret right now. I mean, you know, I mean, it might have been a bigger game changer. I might have had 30 hits rather than a dozen. All right. Let me ask you this. I want to talk to you about your creative process.
Okay.
You know, for me, Angela, it varies. A lot of times when I'm writing a song, I feel like, okay, the lyrics and melody always usually for me come out at the same time. So that's part of the process. But I like to get like 90-95% done where the lyric is making sense. And I like to go in by myself and I cut the recorder on and I just sit in front of my mics and I play. And then I go back and sing, and I don't like to plan it out necessarily. So I don't do everything so planned. I like the unexpected to happen while I'm recording. And sometimes, and a lot of times, that unexpected is the magic dust. Not all the time, but
yeah.
So that's my process. And once I've got that down and I know that, okay, I believe that, then I start adding other parts and I'll play some of them or, you know, whatever, or bring in the guys and whatever and add to it and then stop once the meal has been sort of cooked. Okay, you don't need to add any more pepper to this song or add any more hot sauce. It's enough. The song is done. And then there's times when the band's been on the road and written something and all of a sudden the band has gotten really good at it and you're not being dictated by what the situation and back in the younger days when we, there were five band members and everybody was playing a different song. At this point in my life with the guys that have been with me, We all know each other very well. They know my music, and they gravitate toward that, and it's always easy now. So sometimes you got to go in and set up with everybody after you got that going, and you just play. So for you, take me through your creative process.
Yeah, it comes to me in various ways. As you know, I play multiple instruments. I play piano, I play guitar, and I play cigar box guitar on stage, and I write on all three of those instruments. And then at home in my home studio, which thankfully that's one positive thing that did come out of COVID, is I was able to set up a home studio and had some time to learn how to work that. So that's been really cool. And I can add a little bit of bass and drums to those. So I can do a full production here at home by myself. Now, not A-list scale, you know, musician, Nashville musician scale, but I can make song, you know. But my process comes in various forms. Sometimes, you know, I'll just be like driving and I won't even have an instrument. So all I'll have is whatever I hear in the head, melody and lyric, and I'll just get a quick note on my cell phone. Sometimes, you know, I may be set up for a co-write, and of course, you know how those go. We all take ideas in, and we'll pick something we like, and we flesh that idea out together and create some magic together as co-writers here in Nashville. And what a wonderful community we have here in Nashville. The co-writing scene is amazing, in case you don't know. And then, of course, sometimes I'll just be jamming on one of my instruments, and I'll just find a cool chord progression or a cool riff that I like, and I'll be like, ooh, I like that. Let me see what I can come up with to go with that. So it really comes in various forms, and all parts come at different times as well. Sometimes it may be the melody first that comes, or like I said, a chord progression. Sometimes it may be the lyric, or sometimes it may come together. And like you know, too, different songs take different lengths of time to come through. It's like I've written some songs that have taken me like, oh, I didn't finish it till like a year later. And then some songs I've written where we wrote it in like 10 minutes, you know.
So sure.
The process can be wild and crazy. And I think as the more you dive into the creative process, you just learn that that's just part of the flow and you just go with it.
Okay, so we're talking to Angela Easley. She's going to be on the Gulf Coast at Ground Zero Blues Club. I'm going to be with Morgan Freeman in a couple of weeks. I can't wait to see him again. Just shout out to my man.
Nice.
Always very good to me. Always very good to me. And what else? And then you're going to be in Birmingham at what theater is that?
The Woodlawn Theater. It's a beautiful theater in Birmingham. And this is put on by the Magic City Blues Society. I got to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
They're Roger Stevenson and Magic City Blues Society. Thank you so much for hosting this show. Thank you to the Woodlawn Theater, Becca, all the crew. They've been wonderful to work with. And it's beautiful. Just come see us. It's a beautiful little theater in Birmingham, Alabama. And also, real quick, before I forget, I need to give a big shout out to my sponsor, Micon Services, out of Bugaloosa, Louisiana.
Whoa,
for all
come
your
on.
Construction needs. 30 years, family-owned business, earning each customer one relationship at a time. Shout out to Micon Services. Find them on Facebook today.
Are you trying to do my superior catfish thing right there? I love that. Visit Mississippi.org, Guaranty Bank, Pearl River Resort. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let you one up me. There's no way.
All right.
Let me wait. Bugaloosa? What'd you say?
Bugaloosa, Louisiana.
Bugaloosa. I mean, if you hadn't written that song yet, then we have to talk.
I know,
come on.
Right?
Bugaloosa. All right. Let me say this. You did say something that I can tell you co-writing wise. Since moving back home, obviously I'm alone. And it's been great for me, written alone for the last 12 years, but I spent 20 years co-writing quite a bit, you know, and I got to tell you, I spent more time, with my co-writers, specific ones, James House, he had a ton of success with Joe Bonamassa and still does. But there were songwriters, Rodney Foster at times, Rafe Van Hoy was a huge producer, songwriter, pal of mine. That's when things really started to click. Mark Allen Springer, Roger Murra, AJ Masters, who's in heaven right now. So many guys that I spent more time with them than I did my wife. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it was, you know, it was what it is. I mean, it's just, you're bearing it all. I mean, it's, it has to be sort of a love affair, you know, when you're writing and opening up like that. And I miss my man AJ. I can tell you, he was a beautiful soul. We laugh so much. And actually, I think we laugh more time in a songwriting atmosphere than we do. Or, than we're, you know, even when you're doing a serious song, Yeah. So laughter, I think, drives you to so many wonderful opportunities.
Yeah, you have to have chemistry as co-writers, sure. Just like you have to have chemistry, you know, with your musicians or any type of thing where you're coming together to share energies. The chemistry has to be right as well.
Speaking of chemistry, if you're going to have Catfish, you know, I'm going to do a break right now. You know that. Do you like that? Is that pretty good, Angela?
Yeah.
Go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown right here in Mississippi. Thank you guys for doing that and sharing it with the world. And visit Mississippi.org. Man, once we started claiming to be the birthplace of America's music, which we are, then the floodgates have opened up. It allowed folks like me to move home and to continue getting to do what I do love and make music and the arts. And I love this place. And one day we're going to rile up Angela Easley, my guest today, and get her to move back. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Steve Azar.
I'm still trying to find.
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, we have showers and thunderstorms, high near 69. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 54. Your Friday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 68. And a look to Saturday, a 60% chance of rain under partly sunny conditions, high near 71.
This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
At Key Constructors, our mission is to build a legacy that will stand the test of time through hard work, dedication, and pursuing excellence. Key Constructors is a heavy civil construction company, a leader in the bridge construction world. Our goal is to provide a positive work environment for you to grow personally and in your career. We are proud of who we are and what we do, making it happen one bridge at a time. Come join our team of Black Label Bridge Builders. Check out Key Constructors on Facebook and other social media platforms and keyconstructors.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Jamie Creel, Shelter Insurance. Come see why we're more than just an agent, proudly serving the Jackson metro area and the great state of Mississippi. Give us a call at 601-992-6000.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Gallo here for Baroni's Tree Pros. My friends at Baroni's Tree Pros put customer satisfaction as the only way to leave a job. Nothing less than the best service you'll find in the industry on tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, debris cleanup. You got questions? Baroni's Tree Pros will give you a plan, time frame, and budget that's perfect for you. Free estimate at 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. Or it's online at baronistreepros.com.
I'm JT Mitchell, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Lawmakers continue to push through a handful of bills to clear the way for a record-setting $10 billion economic project in Madison County. Senator John Horn represents the area where one of the two data centers will be located.
Most people may not know it, but the project is actually on two sites.
And the northern side is on Highway 22, which is in Senator Joseph Thomas's district, I believe. And it bleeds into Senator Bradford Blackmun's district. But the southern portion of the project is on will be on County Line Road, right at Highland Colony Parkway, which is smack dab in my district.
The Democrats said the project will not only be huge for Madison County, but all of central Mississippi.
This project could be transformative.
Sources tell us the company coming is Amazon Web Services. We'll keep you updated as more comes in at supertalk.fm.
Join Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick every Saturday from 10 till noon as he broadcasts live from the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation studio. Whether you're looking to learn a trade or expand your skills, contact MCEF today.
Tune in to Middays with Gerard Gibbert each weekday, live from the Element Wealth Studios. Is retirement on your mind? Do you have a plan? Go to myelementwealth.com to find your balance between income, growth, and guarantees.
Philip Ems, named for the great Choctaw tribal chief, Philip Martin is considered the best fine dining in the South. In addition to their award-winning wine selection, Philip Ems offers everything from steaks and fresh seafood to extraordinary decadent desserts. Philip Ems open Wednesday through Sunday. Book your table now at opentable.com and experience the best dining in the South. Philip Ems, exclusively at the Silver Star at the Pearl River Resort.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first. With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
You believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Segment 3 of 4.
Nice.
Segment 3 of 4. Speaking of nice, my guest is really nice. She's a nice, wonderful young woman, talented Mississippi blues artist, which actually she has other elements of her, which is what happens in Mississippi when you grow up here. You're the church, that part of your inspiration, country music, rock and roll, R&B, from gospel to blues. It's all in this girl as well, which is part of sort of, in a way, the struggle of finding yourself, because Mississippi is so unique in that regard. At some point, as I say, you put it all in a blender, and when it comes out, you find yourself, and you become very unique in that regard, and that's what separated us, I believe. Speaking of separating yourself, speak of that, my friends at Superior Catfish. I'm stumbling right now. Help me. SuperiorCatfish.com. Check it out. Homegrown right here in Mississippi, and visit Mississippi.org. It's never an afterthought. I'm so grateful for them for all these years. Let me celebrate them. We're talking the Blues Trail Marker. One day, Angela Easley's going to have her own Blues Trail Marker. You usually have to get to 100 years old, but it's part of the deal. No, it's not the case. I am excited that you're here. She's going to be playing in Birmingham at the Birmingham Woodlawn Theater and Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi, Mississippi. Shout out to all the Gulf Coast folks out there. It's such a beautiful place. If you've not visited the Gulf Coast, oh, man, you got to check it out. It's just gorgeous. It's just beautiful. So, Angela, it's 26th and 27th. You're in Birmingham the 26th. You're in 27th at Ground Zero Blues Club?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
All right. See us.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right. Now, I'm looking on here that you guys, back in the day when you were a young lad again, and you did a jingle for Oreck Vacuums. I want you to know that I've got one OCD habit. It's floors. When I wake up in the morning, I've always been this way. When I was a kid, I used to wax my floors. Now people are going to go, this is what's wrong with Steve. I used to wax my floors once a week in my bedroom back in the day. I used to armor on my car so much that one day I got in the shower and I started screaming. I thought I was being electrocuted, and I had an armor all reaction, the doctor said. And now we've got black concrete floors in our house the last 12 years. And so you know what I see? Shiny black concrete floor. You see every speck. So I've got vacuum cleaners everywhere. I've got like an arsenal. I deserve an Oreck endorsement. So let's talk about How, I love seeing that.
But your wife loves you for that. I can promise you she does.
Yeah, she does. She does. And I bring it, but she doesn't like the fact that when I get up first and I go, I've already worked out, prayed, the floor is swept, I've already had a cup of coffee, and she's looking at me like, I really don't like you right now. So I'm not looking at your floors. And then when I, you know, what's funny thing is when I come off the road, the first thing I do is I see those floors and nobody sees them like me. And she'll go, I'll go, you guys expecting me? You know, I've been gone for a week and I come home to my floors and look at them. And then she looks at me like, don't you even go there. Don't you think about it. Anyway, I'm giving her a lot of grief because she says, okay, the outside of your world is beautiful, but if your drawers are a wreck. So anyway, so, you know, she gets me. All right. Yeah. I want to ask you some questions. A little bit of shadow. I saw an interview and I love some of these questions that was asked to you before. Were asked to you. If you could change one thing in the musical world, and I know sometimes all of my artist friends get frustrated. I get frustrated. We all have to deal with the reality of change in our business. And I'm older than you, and I've seen a lot of change. I was a Napster baby when my first hits came out, and it was not good. So what would your reality be in a perfect world?
Well, what change I would like to see, and probably you and a lot of people will agree, is just the economical side of the music business. You know, we still are struggling so hard, and especially independent artists. And I didn't realize this until it really hit me with Rise, and I had so much airplay and success with it. And now I'm trying to collect my royalties, you know, economically, and it's a challenge. Like, the system's not working properly like it should. It is a lot of work, and you have to go through a lot of stress and a big ordeal to try to track your money down. I mean, even to the fact of, you know, there are companies that offer services, as you know, publish administrators, that's literally their job to go track the money down because it's such a big job. So I would just like to see that get easier for the artist to collect, and of course, the pay go up because, you know, as we all know, we've seen some decrease through the years, and I would like to see it go reverse. We need to see an increase, not a decrease in amount versus, you know, per plays, per spin, per stream, whatever.
1,500 streams equals one sale now. Okay.
That's sad.
And $4,137 as of now, checked last, 1 million streams gets you that much money. Now, if you co-wrote that song and co-published that song, you split it in half, right? And then if you three of you wrote it, then you split it in thirds, you know. So the bottom line is that part of it, the equation, has got to change.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's crazy because that's why, well, on a positive note, here's a positive. All my songwriter pals who made so much money and had so much success that they just wanted to be back on the farm, you couldn't get them to walk out their door and go play a gig unless it was in Nashville and they did the Bluebird, right? Or some writer's thing. Now I can get them to go to Timbuktu because, you know, and it's great because I've really loved going back to the root of it. And back when I got to Nashville and writing with a lot of these guys, we were all struggling together, all hoping together, you know, praying together that one of us was going to have success. So it would start, we start feeding on each other. Right. And that's what happened. And when it started to happen, it opened the floodgates and then we all started to have success. But most of my friends are on the songwriting side and they never left home. And so except to write a song, go home and be with their family. And they wanted to be at home. Well, now they'll go anywhere because that avenue and revenue stream.
Yeah.
Economically speaking, of album sales, it doesn't add up for them anymore.
Right. So exactly.
Not like to the lifestyle that they became accustomed to. So that's been a good thing for the world because the songwriter itself, you know, I've always written and played what I've, you know, and it's the same thing for me. But for them, getting out there with their quirky personalities, a lot of them growing up on the farm. And they're almost all of them are semi-politically incorrect, but get away with it. You know, like, I'm like, you can't say that. You can't say that anywhere. Oh, I can say it. I can say it. I just did. And anyway, I'm going like, I don't know how you do it. But
the wrongness,
All right. What does it mean to be a female artist in a, this is somebody saying in a man's world, as James Brown said, Okay. The status of women in music, I think, has changed greatly. Like, women now in the last 10 years are really doing it. It's taken up a lot of chart space, and for all the right reasons. You got people like Taylor Swift that came along and, you know, came along and all that. And who's now like Elvis, you know, she really is. Like, people cry at her concert. So for you, what's the answer?
Oh, absolutely. Women are definitely taking their seat, taking their stand, I should say, not their seat in music, from doing everything, from producing to being on the charts to taking up more airspace to, yes, exactly like you said, being headliners that sell out just as big as the men, and way to go for the women. And I'm proud to be one of those as well. I'm an independent record label owner. I have Class A Records, Class A Productions, Class A Publishing. I'm producing artists. I've produced two artists recently, a 16-year-old and a 19-year-old. Their projects are getting finished up. And I'm offering mentor, music business consultant lessons, all that stuff.
But I love that. I love that.
I love seeing the women take charge, and engineering as well. You know, I've even taught myself how to engineer, and like, I'm doing some of the engineering, like the backup vocals that I'm doing on these projects I'm producing. I'm engineering those at home, so I'm getting an engineer credit. So, yes, to see women take, you know, the stand in those positions, I'm just very proud of all of us. And I just, it's grown tremendously over, you know, the last 10 to 15 to 20 years, and especially the last 10 years. And I just foresee it getting even stronger as women get stronger and just stand up with their talents, because women are beautiful and so talented.
Yeah, well, I'm 100% agreeing with you. I totally agree with you. I never noticed that growing up. I noticed it when I got into Music City and they were looking for a hat act, or they were looking for more male acts with buckles, or they were looking. And I heard that a lot, and I started thinking, you know, and Dina Carter have had this discussion quite a bit at times. Jessica Andrews, you know, you started looking at the charts. And you're going like, oh my gosh, it was lopsided back in the 90s for sure. And it started getting better in the 2000s. We're going to be right back with Angela Easley. She's going to be at the Birmingham Woodlawn Theater on the 26th of January, and on the 27th, making her way to glorious Mississippi, close to where she grew up, very close, at Ground Zero Blues Club. You guys stand by, but before you stand by, grab your plate. I like a little Sharon sauce or some ketchup, some hot sauce, and get ready for some superior catfish, homegrown right here in Macon, Mississippi. Are you kidding? Visit Mississippi.org. We're talking the Blues Trail, like I said. One day, Angela's going to have her. She's going to get her fair due. It will happen. Really proud of Angela Easley and all she's accomplishing. A Mississippi girl in Music City. Don't go nowhere. I'm Steve Azar. I'm finally home. Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches, or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540, or online at majesticmetalsinc.com.
How can RJ Young help you? With digital communications, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, and office equipment and technology, RJ Young is your source for the technology solutions that power your business. For more information and a quick demo of the modern office and how it's increasing efficiency and bottom lines of businesses across the country, visit us at themodernoffice.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. The wings, the chicken tenders and bites, fried or grilled, and the best specialty pizzas in the metro. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. 769-208-8283.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services, located in Hattiesburg, is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care and addiction treatment for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove offers many levels of care, including inpatient and outpatient treatment for children and adolescents. If you have any questions, please call 1-888-574-HOPE and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
U.S. farm-raised catfish is more than a delicious, healthy meal. It's an experience. That's why we created the Catfish Trail. Spanning 6 states and hundreds of miles, these restaurants serve catfish the way it was meant to be enjoyed. And while you eat like a local, you'll also be supporting American farmers. Find your next stop on the Catfish Trail at uscatfish.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
That a broken down car.
Steve Azar here with the Joneses, Ricky Jones Sr. and Jr. I appreciate them taking the time. They are busy as heck finding a new corner to put another store on there, Rick's Express. I love you guys looking for corners. Speaking of corners, you don't want to cut corners with catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. A fabulous way to plan a road trip. Come to Greenville. Come to the Delta. Come to Lake Washington to Roy's store and check that out. I've got the Joneses on right now. So, Ricky Jones Jr., tell me about some of the stuff that's been going on there. Take us through sort of how many places there are to stay. You know, give us the visual.
Okay. So, we got, you know, Roy's store, which I don't even know, maybe built in the 50s, or I think it maybe was built before that, but then it burned down. It was rebuilt in the 50s. So, we went in and we've done some. I don't like to call it remodeling, just some adjusting inside with all the old antiques and, you know, moving stuff around. And then we went and we have over 50 cabins that we can accommodate for anywhere from 1 bedrooms to 3 bedrooms, probably an average of accommodate if everything's full, 300 to 400 people. Wow. In the cabins. And then we have 50 RV spots and you know how RVs are,
yeah.
You know, when an RV shows up, you may have 2 people in it and you may have 12. You know, it's just Everybody's coming to the lake. You know, if you say, hey, I got a spot on Lake Washington, well, everybody's coming out there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we have that. We have 3 different locations. The one that's right there in Chatham by the store, I think it has 22 cabins and maybe 30 or so RV spots. It's around that number. Then we have a little place 2 miles south that we call Roy's Two, and it's going to have 15 cabins and I believe it's 15 RV spots. Then you go down into Glen Island, which we call Roy's Three, and it's going to have 12 cabins and three RV spots down in Glen
Island. How far apart of all these from each other?
From Chatham to Glen Island, I want to say is around 7-8 miles.
Yeah, that's it.
And
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Roy's Two is only 2 miles from the store.
Right. Right.
It's two
right,
miles
right.
from the store. It's right off the highway. And we're in the process of actually putting up signs up and down the highway and down in Glen Island to kind of give you some more. If you want to visit us, you can go to the royscabins.net. You know, you can always call us at 662-827-2588.
Right, royscabin.net. Roy's Cabin.net.
Roy'sCabins.net. That's right.
Cabins with an S?
With an S.
Okay, royscabins with an S, .net. All right. So what's planned ahead? You got the snake grabbers thing. And by the way, Jimmy's and them, they're, you know, former police officers. It's funny that they showed up with booze. They like to have fun.
Right. Well, oh, yeah, like Jimmy. So Jimmy told us, we said, man, we can't believe there's a bunch of, you know, cops and whatever, narc guys out here just, you know, having a good time drinking and just, you know, yeah. cutting loose. He was like, he goes, we can do it here because no one knows us. You know, we can't do it back home and everybody knows what we're doing.
Well, there's only about 500,000 people listening right now between the times. So Jimmy, you're the jig is up. Well, look. All right. So Roy's Stores with an S dot net. Y'all check it out. And if you want to plan like a corporate getaway, I mean, you think about corporations that need to just get the heck out of, you don't sometimes need to go to some big city and do the same thing and be in the same environment that they're all in. They need to get away, like get away from it. And there's not a more peaceful place to get away than what you guys have. And Lake Washington and that area, that's part of our Delta.
When I tell you at Lake Washington, it's really eye therapy. When I tell you, sit out there on that porch and the cabins at Roy's too, when the sun sets right in those cypress trees. And I mean, it's just you said a while ago, it's just a different painting every day. It's unbelievable how beautiful it is out there. And to go back to Jimmy, yeah, I would consider him in my top five guys that I could count on. A really good, but the first time we went to that snake grabbing deal, the party at night, we went up there and there was 300 plus people there. Me and Lou Bailey walked in and I went, this is unbelievable. There was no one from the Mississippi Delta there. I didn't know anybody but Jimmy. And I said, it's such a cool place. Unless you go out there at night and actually experience the actual festival or event or whatever it may be. Yeah, I mean, you could talk about it all day. It's just a cool, cool feel. It's really a good place to get away and, you know, and just relax. And it's just it's a good feel. It really is.
You guys, blessings to you and your families. Speaking of families, Superior Catfish, that's how it started. Go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown and made right here in Mississippi, just like Roy's Store 1, 2, and 3. Roy'sStores.net, check it out. Plan a great trip. Speaking of visit Mississippi.org, that's what we've been talking about today. Hey guys, we'll see you later.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.